right. Hello, everybody. Any questions?
Did trading down work out like you wanted it to, or were any of those guys that went in that gap there guys that perhaps you didn't work?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you trade back, you know, you're going to be losing a pool of players. You know, I thought it was important coming into the draft that we acquire a fourth and fifth round pick, which we did not have, you know, because that's that type of draft. We think it's pretty strong, low. You know, it was very good, very high. You know, in the middle, it was a matter of opinion. So, you know, at this point, probably I'd have felt better if we could have gotten a defensive tackle. You know, a little bit earlier, we had some guys in mind, didn't get there just because they were selected by somebody else. But there's, you know, still, you know, a lot of draft left. We've still got tomorrow. There's some guys still there that we have interest in. And, you know, when we have free agency, you know, there's some guys of interest there, too.
Coach, you said you wanted a deep tackle. Were we specific to the second or third round there? Or was it different?
No, I think coming into the draft, you know, I think it is a deep draft. There's still guys on the board that we're of interest in. And, you know, every draft has its own personality. And, you know, the way this one's fallen, I think, you know, we've acquired guys that you know, are going to make us a better football team.
Coach, last week John Elway said that you want to get four starters in this draft. Have you done that already?
I'm sorry. I was listening to two people.
John Elway said he wanted to get four starters out of this draft.
Well, I think, you know, we've got guys that we feel like can do that. You know, one of the things I think I haven't done this for some time that helps you is to create competition. And, you know, I think we've got a good core of guys here now. I think we'll inject this group into it. And, you know, we've created a lot of competition with some very young, talented guys so far in this draft.
Coach, you were specific, according to Orlando Franklin, about being the right tackle. Were you that specific with Nate Irvin, exactly where you see him play?
No, I think, you know, we were pretty specific with Orlando just because that's his makeup, that's how he's built. You know, sometimes I don't like defining players this early in the process because they can surprise you. But right now I think that's the area that, you know, we have an opening potentially and, you know, we'll go from there. We have to have some depth there anyways.
John, after you make your two picks in the second round, Steven Paya and Marvin Austin go back to back, and Jarvis Jenkins goes in that gap after you drop down. By my count, it's about a dozen defensive tackles, more or less, that have gone now. Do you still, are those some of the names that you were hoping wouldn't fall exactly where they did, and do you still feel like there's anybody who could come in and start left on the board?
Well, I think, you know, we've got guys on our team now that can start. It's not like we have nobody. So, you know, I think, you know, anytime you do draft down, you risk losing players. And that's all part of the process. The names you mentioned are guys that obviously were on our board. I'm not sure if we'd have stayed up there, they'd have been people we selected. There's some still depth at the end of the draft. We'll look at that, and if we don't accomplish it there, we'll, you know, look at the next player pool when that develops.
Was there any thought to moving back up to get in the defensive lineup?
Yeah, there was a lot of conversations. Again, part of the reason to move back was to acquire those picks and then to turn around and lose those picks to move back up didn't make much sense to us at the time. Well, first of all, it's ball skills. You know, this game's about taking the ball away on defense, whether it be on downs or interceptions or fumble recoveries. So, you know, he's got great ball skills. He has a lot of interceptions, maybe probably more than anybody in the draft. You know, he's athletic. He's a smart guy. He understands football. He loves football. And those are pretty good traits. Well, we got a lot accomplished, you know, it was meetings, you know, just football stuff. You know, it is a football building. It's been a little bit strange with no football players. So, yeah, that part was fun. I think it was fun for our trainer, fun for, you know, just people that work in the building, and I know it was for the coaches. So, I don't know, it might be short-lived, but it was a good day.
Are you going to be able to get the guys you selected today and over the weekend to give them playbooks for the team?
You know, we did have Von Miller in today. We were able to give him some information while he was in the building. You know, really what happens moving forward, we're still in communication on that.
Can you talk about Orlando Franklin specifically and how his position, if he plays right tackle, how is that a direct relation to Tim Tebow being a left-handed quarterback?
Yeah, I think, you know, part of what we're going to do is run the ball. It doesn't all revolve around the quarterback or the passing game. You know, he's big and physical. He knocks people off the ball. He gets his hands on you, and you're usually going the other way. And that was something that was impressive.
Speaking of running the ball, did you consider very strongly with any of these picks a large size running back?
Yeah, I think, again, running back's another area. You know, the problem is we have a lot of needs, and, you know, we've only had three rounds of the draft, so we haven't met all those needs at this point. And, you know, we still have 4 through 7 tomorrow, as well as the next player pool when that arrives.
Now, with your desire to get 4 starters out of this draft, are you at all nervous?
No, I was just out of the first 4 picks.
Are you at all nervous that the labor impasse is going to prevent you from getting your rookies ready, and much less your veterans, but your rookies ready to play?
You know, it's something that I don't spend much time thinking about. I don't have control over it. Right now, everybody's operating under the same guidelines. So I probably don't feel any worse or better than anybody else in the league.
John, did you feel okay about Nate Irving's medical situation? Did that have any impact on you guys?
No, not really. You know, I think there's a lot of guys walking around with plates and screws if they play football. So he's checked out fine medically. You know, I think, you know, Steve Greek does a great job, and, you know, we wouldn't have taken him had we not felt good about him medically.
So how different is this draft than the draft that you had last year in Carolina?
You know, like I said earlier, they're all different. You know, this is way different because it's
a... More input in this one?
Yeah, I think I had quite a bit of input on in years past. Last year there was a little bit unique because it was pretty good knowledge that it was going to be my last year. Might as well leave it at that. This was a lot more fun.
Nate Irving said he wasn't sure whether he projects inside or outside. Do you have a pretty good feel for that?
Well, I think, yeah, Nate probably doesn't realize it because he's got skills to do both, and he did it both in college. You know, we did a lot of research. He's a terrific player, plays football very physical, you know, and yet he does have the skill set, you know, and some more of the finesse things as far as catching the ball, making plays, you know, on the outside and the inside. So, you know, he's a guy that we had our eyes on, all the way, and he's a guy we identified as he would fit what we're doing.
But you don't have him specifically?
No, a lot of those guys... you know, our current players that we haven't seen play, we've seen them on tape, but we haven't had a practice with them yet. Then our new players is, you know, the same. So until we get a chance to watch them, you know, practice, watch how they work, you know, see live what their skill set is, you know, they'll define what their positions are.
Coach, were you influenced at all about the possible consequences to DJ Williams with his DUI arrest that the NFL might sanction against him when you take their little?
No, I mean, you know, again, that's all those things are in the back of your mind as you move into a new season, but I can't say that that had any bearing on what we did today.
Among the current roster, who do you consider candidates for middle linebacker? Hagan, Mays?
You know, all of the above. You know, I would like to have had a minicamp, you know, before now, but, you know, again, we're just trying to accumulate players, guys that... You know, fit what we're going to do, and let them define, you know, where their positions are.
Coach, how did you sleep last night?
Shortly. I didn't have a lot of sleep. I think by the time I got home, and it was a fast night, but I slept good.
What time did you get? Normal time, or was it abbreviated? Were you thinking about things, about possibility this morning, or would you go to bed?
Well, we met till 12:30, so. You know, then got back and I don't know, probably got about 7 hours sleep, 6 hours sleep. I slept fine. Took care of most of it last night, you know, with a lot of our possibilities.
Was it Daquan Bowers, a guy that was still on your board, and were you surprised at all to see the way that he fell on this all the way
I think, you know, our league can be very scrutinized, you know, and we scrutinize the players that we're about to invest in. You know, I think medically there were some concerns, and, you know, I think, you know, I feel bad for Daquan. He's a great kid, but, you know, I think, you know, it caused him to slip some, but I'm sure he's going to do just fine.
One more for Coach. John, you, reviewing your schedule, you got Jamal Charles and Darren McFadden and Chris Johnson and Adrian Peterson. I mean, run defense, is that a concern right now? Is that the next step that this team has to address here in the offseason?
Well, I think, you know, we have a lot of holes, as I mentioned before. And, you know, we've get, you know, 4 through 7 tomorrow. When we get back to work, you know, there'll be options out there, you know, in the other player pool. We'll just take it a day at a time.